Welcome along to another edition of Lorna Parkey here on WLR. Tomás McCarthy here till 7 o'clock. Coming up over the next hour, football focus. Former Waterford boss John Jackson Coyley will give his predictions for the County Senior Football Championship. Rebel Rebel, Capoquins Donal O'Rourke on his new role as coach with the Cork Hurlers. And Cloud Nine, Michael Ryan will reflect on 9 in a row for Ballygunner. But first...
Now, it's Jason Curry. He's inside his own 45 to Conor Murray. Will we be going into extra time here? 1 point between the sides. Away come the men from Rathgormack. Paul Drone sends the ball out the Nair, win it back. Great play by the Nair. It's over on the far side. They've won 9 titles. They're looking for title number 10. Referee blows his whistle. It's all over. It's all over. And the Nair are county champions, and the Conway Cup goes back to the Nair for the first time since 2018. It's their 10th final win.
So after last year's narrow win over Rathgormack in the county final, the Nair start their defence of the Conway Cup this weekend. 4 first round games are down for decision, and former Waterford football boss John Jackson Coyley is on the line to give his predictions. And John, the headline game is the Nair versus Stradbally Saturday night, 7 o'clock in Fraher Field. Just looking back over the years, how intense has this rivalry been between these two teams?
I'll tell you, just before we start, Tomás, if you'd mind, I'd like to pass on my condolences to the Daly family at the Pike, Bridgie Tellies. In the last 12 months, the dad Michael Senior has died, the man Breda has died, and now Michael, the current boss, has passed away at the age of 50, you know. It's a terrible tragedy they're a wonderful family and a great... They've been, Bridgie Terry's have been great supporters of the GA over the years, you know. Especially in my own club, Killarney, you know. It's terrible to see young men like that pass on. And I'd like to, on behalf of everyone in my own club at least anyway, I'd like to pass on our condolences to the Daly family.
Yeah, very well said, John. Very well said. What about the Nair and Stradbally, John? What do you remember about those great tussles over the years?
Yeah, well, there was a few what you'd call high quality games. I remember one final. I think it was in, might have been 2008, but the Nair won. It was a high scoring game, you know. The draw was a high. I think it was 3-8 to 2-11. It was a very good match. A lot of the games were dual, you know. They were tactical. The Nair had good defenders. Stradbally had better forwards than the Nair, but the Nair defence was better. That made them pretty equal on the field. You know, they had some tremendous tussles over the years. But I would be of the belief that in the last 20 years, that neither the Nair or Rathgormack, the Nair or Ballinacorty haven't won what they could have won. You know, the Nair probably should have won a few more titles. Ballinacorty were quite capable of winning a little bit more than what they won as well. You know, because those three clubs, Stradbally, Ballinacorty and the Nair have completely dominated the situation with the last 20 years, apart from Rathgormack, of course, in 2019.
Who do you fancy in Saturday's game, John, between the Nair and Stradbally?
Oh, you'd have to. I'll tell you, what I'm hearing through the grapevine is that Stradbally are, like ourselves in Killarney, that they're struggling, they're in transition, and that they are struggling, and they don't hold out much hope against the Nair. Now, the Nair played Killarney in a challenge match last Sunday evening in Parknave Reid and Lemmy Ryan, and Killarney were only shot Martin Dunn, and the Nair beat him 3-17 to 4 points. Now, I know Killarney have been training very hard under Dan Mulhern, and even allowing for that, like the Nair did look good, you know, and all the talk in the area is that the Nair will be raging at favours to best Stradbally. Stradbally to beat the Nair on Sunday would be a huge shock.
All that said, John, Thomas O'Gorman is out injured at the moment for the Nair. He might be back for the knockout stages. How much of a loss will he be in this game?
Well, John, it's like watching Hamlet without the Prince, with the Nair defence without Tom O'Gorman. Like he's, but they have a lot of good lads. They have a lot of good young fellas. And compare, like I said to you, the Stradbally are struggling. The same as Killarney. The generation following on from that good team they have don't seem to be, you know, not at the races, we'll say. But you'll never know in a couple of, maybe it'll take a few years for them to come back again. But they'll always be a team in Stradbally. They'll always be a team. But You have to get a team like the one that won the five in a row or won five more championships after that. You know, that was a great bunch of lads. But as I said, at the weekend, coming up at the weekend, by looking at the Nair team from just that challenge game last weekend, and they were shots of fuel. They were shots of fuel lads as well with Conor Leeson and Jamie Barron. I don't offer Stradbally much hope, to be honest, now in that game.
Earlier on Saturday, John, Galtier will take on Kilmac Thomas at 2:30 in Welsh Park. Galtier have reached the semi-finals in the last 2 years. How will they get on this time around?
I'm led to believe that they have to do a bit of training as well. You see, with the two seasons you have now, with the whole thing just over, and the football only just taken off, we'll know more after this weekend. It'll be something interesting to see some of these games at the weekend and see where they're at and who's available and who's missing or whatever. You know, we'll be able to make a better predictions for the next round. But going on the last couple of years, guys here have been an exciting young team, yeah. And you'd fancy guys here to beat Kilmac.
Will the aim for Kilmac be to stay in the senior championship, John?
I'd say it will, but it's going to be a dogfight now over the next couple of years, because I think in about 2 years' time we'll be down to 8 teams, which I think is about right. There's no way there's 12 senior teams in Waterford. If we had 8 senior teams and we just had the one group with teams played with, you know, we had 4 games, and 4 games every week or whatever, every alternative week. You have 7 each team, then you have 7 matches, you have 7 goals at it. Top 2 teams in the semi-final and then you play off the semi-finals. You know, they'll probably have Premier Intermediate and Intermediate rather than Senior B, which you'll have in most counties. But 8 senior clubs in Waterford is definitely enough, because you'll have a better standard of football rather than, you know, you're always going to have 3 or 4 teams that are not at the race at senior. And you're going to have just same as you have in the whole thing. You're going to have games that are just pointless, you know.
Turning to the doubleheader in Fraherfield on Sunday, John, Ballinacorty versus Clashmore Kinsale Beg is first up at 1:45. Corty have a long injury list at the moment, missing the likes of Mark Ferncombe and Brian Luby, just to name a couple. How damaging are those losses to them?
They'll be huge, and again through the grapevine. But a lot of these whispers, they'll be wrong too. That Ballinacorty are going to struggle. But Clashmore have performed reasonably well in the last couple of years. You know, that's a 50-50 game. You know, that's a 50-50 match. I'd give Clashmore a bit of a chance in that.
Who should we look out for on the Clashmore team, John, on Sunday?
Well, the thing that Craig De Bourke, if he's back and fully fit, I remember him. I was involved with the Waterford minor team there in 0-12, and he was one of our star players on the minor team. You know, he's one of the best footballers in the county. If he was given a bit of commitment, if he gives the Clashmore football, the Kinsale Beg club, his commitment for the football, I'll tell you, he's a serious player. Whether they'll play midfield or centre forward, wherever you play, because he have the skill and he have a great engine. He's a fine player.
What about the second game on Sunday's double bill, John, Rathgormack and Kilrossanty at 3:30? Rathgormack runners up to the Nair last time out. Will they be contenders again this year?
They will be, yeah, but they won. You remember in 2019, I fancied them at the start of the championship and they were 12-1. I thought they'd be dark horses and they went on to win it. I fancied them then in 20. They got beaten, but the final was held over till early last year. But they got beaten. They got beaten then in the 20 and 21 finals. So, but they've had a few injury problems and things. You know that they had a few excuses. But I just have a feeling. Oh, the game at the weekend. You definitely have to fancy him to beat Kilrossanty on all known form. You know. Kilrossanty have a. I'm not sure of it. I don't think Martin Dunne is going to be fit enough to play. He's a huge loss to us, you know. We have the ever dependable the two Pendergast, Stephen and Tom. And we have the Fitzgeralds, Donny and Seamus and Paddy, you know. So Kilrossanty will definitely put up a good. It should be championship. Well, you know, they'll definitely put up a good show, but. I've looked at that challenge match last weekend. You wouldn't hold out much hope for me against Rathgormack, to be honest.
And as you said, John, a couple of years back, you correctly tipped Rathgormack to lift the Conway Cup. Who do you think will be championship winners in 2022?
I'd be quite confident that Niall will win it. I think they'll win it bare some catastrophe, bare they get an awful lot of injuries, or, you know. But I think they would have gone out, the way the seasons are structured now, they're totally now, they can go in now 100% into the football. Guys like Jamie Bannon and you know, and I and Conor Gleeson. And I'd find it very hard to see anybody beat them, to be honest, yeah. Now they won't. When they come to the tougher games later on, either against Carmichael or Ballinacorsi, they'll find it tough. But like, don't be right now. Don't write off teams like Clashmore and Guy's here. They're definitely capable of upsetting somebody, you know. But I don't think they'll upset Sinéad. But they could upset Carmichael or Ballinacorsi. But certainly, after the pandemic and all that, it's great to have it back, and you know, have the crowds back. It's great and. It's after being a great year, you know, and at inter-county level. So now hopefully at the club level, and the club level in Holland has been good. So hopefully now that we'll have some good games.
And just on the inter-county, John, before you go, there have been a couple of high-profile appointments over the past few weeks. What do you make of Kevin McStay getting the Mayo job?
I'm not a bit surprised. He was in there with Roscommon as well. Kevin is a pretty good guy. He's a genius. He's very good on tactics. I think he's a player's man. Listening to him talk, and he has no huge ego. Like you get a lot of managers that have big egos. You know what I mean? And he comes across as a player's man. You know, and he's got a right. Probably the best coach in the country in with him back, Donny Buckley. Now Donny has been involved in a couple of Mayo teams there that were heartbreakingly close to beating Dublin in All-Ireland finals, you know. I'd like to see Donny actually, you know, win in All-Ireland. He's been involved, I think, in between with Kerry and Mayo. He's been involved in 6 finals, and he's come out in the wrong end, you know, by a pint or two in them all. But he's actually a top-class guy. He's a wonderful coach. Now, I felt guys like the Gooch Cooper and people like that, you know, back up that statement that I'm making, that Donny Buckley is probably the best coach in the country. He's absolutely a brilliant coach. And then you have Stephen Rashford back in as well, the former manager, and I'd consider that a big plus as well, because Stephen was very close to winning himself as manager in his own right. But the man has no ego, so he's gone back in under Kevin McStay. So I think that's a wonderful. All those three guys, I think they're all level-headed guys, and they're all players' men. And I think Mayo could be the dark horses this year in the championship.
And finally, John, just looking at Leinster, Colm O'Rourke is the new Mead manager. And Oisín McConville has been appointed as the new Wicklow Bannisdore. How will those two get on, do you think?
Well, you see, the problem when you're in Division 4, like Oisín is above in Wicklow, like you are limited. Like, I mean, what can he, if he can get out, if he can get out of Division 4 and get to play, or you know, the cup, the second division cup,
the Tarleton Cup,
That's the one, yeah. That's what he'd be aiming for that with Wicklow, yeah. They had one big result there during the year there, where they beat Leash 5-15 to 4-12 or something, wasn't it? It was a goal fest. But there is some good players in Wicklow. Now if he can get Wicklow out of division, like I said, out of Division 4 and win the Tarleton Cup, that'd be a huge season for Wicklow. And I said he'd be very happy with Oisín if he could manage to do that. Now, he's a man with an awful lot of experience, like with Cass McLennan. He's been involved in a lot of underage and stuff. And he's a nice guy too, and an intelligent fella. So I think he'd also be a player's man. He wouldn't have a huge ego, do you know what I mean? He's just a nice guy. I'd say he could get the best out of the players.
And what about Colm O'Rourke?
I've been watching Meath there now for a number of years. You know, they've been very, for a very proud county, they've been very disappointing there for the last... Nearly the last 20 years, you could say, you know. I honestly can't see how he's going to do it now. He's gone to 60 now. Maybe he should have went in a lot sooner. I think he's actually leaving a bit late, to be honest with you. I don't think they're going anywhere. I wouldn't be considering him as a team for capable of winning the Leinster Championship anyway.
Well, John Jackson Kiely, great to chat football with you as always. Thanks a million for your time today.
no battle tomorrow, and hopefully after round after the it's like playing a game of poker. You know, we'll be able to look at the cards for the weekend, and we'll have a fair idea for the next round.
Lorna Porca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.